Every day, principals are using the receivership that powers.
Superintendent Cash says the receivership law is a chance to improve student performance. Cash has the power to reassign staffers. He tells WBFO News they're examining teachers and their work.
We're having teachers being looked at and placed in the best position to help our students. So we're dealing with the 10 recommendations or requests that we ask of the commissioner. We are implementing those as we speak.
But he says he's not worried about the threat by the Buffalo Teachers Federation that could land receivership in the courts.
I see it more as an opportunity than a threat. I really think that we can continue to work with our teachers and work. They're our main partners. So I have an open dialogue. I intend to meet with them directly in the near future, call a big summit at some of our high schools to talk with teachers and continue to say we've got to stay on track with this important work.
Cash was granted the power to impose changes, bypassing the union contract at struggling city schools. That includes calling to extend the school day and school year. The Buffalo Teachers Federation has repeatedly asked the district to reduce class size. Cash says he's working on a solution.
Some strategies and some options for reducing class size. It's difficult, it's expensive, but we have to do it, particularly in the early grades.
For now, the superintendent is using his authority to try and change struggling schools.
We are making a lot of changes every day.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.